Across from me, it's Mr. Matt Donnelly.
On the knobs and dials, Jacob the audio guy.
Love that guy.
We're preaching fun. So this comes out Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Ho, ho, ho.
So we decided the episode before this will actually be like our kind of crazy Christmas thing.
Yeah.
But just so coincidentally that this is Christmas is a Monday, and we deliver day and date no matter what.
That's right.
So if you are listening this Christmas morning and you hate the holidays, hello. Greetings.
Hello. How you doing?
Hello to our Jewish listeners.
Do we have Jewish listeners?
Yes. Why do you say that? Why do you say that so incredulously? What? The Jews? My lawyer's a Jew.
We have lawyers that are a Jew.
My lawyer's a Jew. He runs my campaign in Hollywood.
Oh, boy.
Could you ask him to have the bank send me some money?
I'm having a hard time. So as of this listing, like, my kids will have gotten their Christmas gifts. But as of right now, I have not gotten them yet.
What?
Because they change all the time.
My kid
just changes his mind all the time. And so I don't know whether to like pull the trigger on stuff.
Just pull the trigger.
I mean, he's going to be happy with stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's going to be unhappy no matter what, too. There's going to be something
that
he hasn't said that, well, but his friends will be like, I thought I was going to get this blankety blank.
Yeah, by the time you hear this, I will be in trouble.
Oh, yeah?
Because SJ and I are taking a trip over Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and we had said that was going to be Christmas.
Yeah.
That was going to be it.
Okay.
You fell for it.
Last night, she goes, oh, yeah, I got you a present today. I was like, what the? God damn it.
Never.
Never is the not a present a present.
Never.
Yeah.
Always something. Something.
It is a trap.
Well, I got her a little something, just something to, like, hand her on Christmas morning.
Great.
But it's a very little something.
I remember in New York, like, panickingly just jumping into, like, a pharmacy to buy anything because I was like, oh, shit.
I need flowers or something.
It's Valentine's Day, and I'm about to run into my wife at this improv thing, and we're not home, but I can't go empty-handed all night and be like, I'll get you tomorrow. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
And, like, you don't live at home
in
New York. You know, you get up in the morning, you just leave.
Yeah,
forever.
New York.
So trying to put something at home is useless. And then we didn't make any official plans. We had official Valentine's plans, not that day, but the day counts. The day always counts.
Even
if you say we're not celebrating blank day until this other day,
right?
Doesn't matter. It counts.
Yeah. See, SJ said she was like, "Well, yeah, we said we're going to do the vacation for the presents, but you're paying for the vacation, so I wanted to get you a present."
Yeah, still so sounds pretty tricky.
Feels
to
like
me.
A trap.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
That shield is operational.
We didn't do the old Apple Sisters show this year.
No.
Because
they hate Christmas.
No. It's the first year in like 10 years, I think, that I haven't played Santa Claus in the Apple Sisters show where I did the wife beater. Which usually is our Christmas card.
This is a last-minute thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so the girls were doing Glow.
Right.
Yeah. And then they weren't sure whether they're going to be able to like have time free to go and do the Christmas show. Last year, they were also shooting Glow, and just the whole cast came out. And I didn't know them yet, so I didn't know a bunch of famous people in the audience. And now they are. And if there ever was a year for me to play Santa Claus, it is this year.
Yeah.
I've never grown a finer beard.
You have a spectacular beard right now.
Spectacular, lengthy, nice Kris Kringle beard action going on right now.
Are the fam a fan?
Of the beard?
Mm-hmm.
My kids are curious about it at times, and it definitely tickles them, so okay. They kind of like messing with the beard.
Good.
That's good.
I don't know if the wife is thrilled with it.
Oh, we're not talking about that beard.
Oh.
Sorry, I was confused.
I think the gay community is okay with my wife.
Good. Okay.
Is that what you're asking?
No.
Yeah. I hate the length of the mustache. That's what I hate the most. When you have like a long-haired mustache, it just irritates your nose all the time. And as soon as you start to think about it, it tickles the taint of your nostrils.
Interesting. Mine doesn't yet, but I don't have a big one like you.
No, I usually just keep it nice and trimmed.
I'm trimming it down.
Yeah,
you haven't trimmed it in a while.
No, I want it to be all bushy, and then because I auditioned for America's Got Talent, I would have just shaved it off.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Not shaved it off, but I would have shaved it down big time, except
right.
Now I might get the call for America's Got Talent, although I don't know. Who knows?
Who right. knows?
But I just want to keep it grown out.
The wild world keeps spinning.
The wild world does keep spinning, guys.
If Brent Mukai gets a spot on America's Got Talent and you don't, are you going to send them a strongly worded message saying that you beat Brent Mukai in a roast battle?
That's all I'll do.
Good.
Every day. Are you sure you want that on the show? No, yeah, it's funny because like when you watch America's Got Talent, there's like little dancing schools that kind of like you realize over time if you watch the show that like they send some version of an act to America's Got Talent, like, every year, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, crazy, like, samba Miami dance school or something right. like that. Sometimes it's, like, two kid couples. Sometimes it's a giant group of kids. Sometimes it's two adults. But you realize that it's all, like, the same, like, crazy dance coaches that are there. Yeah. Like, Olympic coaches kind of thing.
Right.
Kopi from Just Serendipity kind of has become this, like, default guy. He puts together different improv-type teams.
Oh, neat.
So this year he had a kid group and an adult group. There for the AGT for the auditions.
Talent, yeah.
And Just Serendipity's been on hold to go audition and be on the show a few times, but I don't know if they've ever broken through yet.
They get close.
So maybe this year will be the year, and then it'll be like, will it be the adults or the kids or whatever? But Kopi's becoming like an Olympic gym coach,
mm-hmm.
kind of just putting it together and running them in heats. And yeah, when I went in for the audition, they were all over the B-roll. The boys were out there dancing. They do those big shots where everyone's like dancing in slow motion,
right?
And it's kind of interesting.
I'll tell you, this last season of AGT, my favorite act on there was one of the big dance groups.
Oh yeah,
there was a giant avant-garde dance troupe run by a Frenchman. And they had huge, huge set pieces
wow.
out on that giant stage. And they were my favorite because they were the only act in all of America's Got Talent that actually made use of that humongous stage in the fucking Kodak Theater.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's where they film it.
Do they ever have painters on?
Yes.
Just people who paint?
Yeah.
They have.
Do they?
Remember the guy?
The speed painter?
Yeah, did the speed painting where he'd spin and they'd make like a portrait out of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I saw him. And then I went to UNLV basketball game, and he was like the halftime show. So he did this crazy. They have
Good
some crazy.
Him.
They've had. I remember one year they had a crazy like sand artist, which is funny
now.
Oh,
that's right.
Back, they had a guy like move a bunch of sand around quickly and create all these crazy pictures.
Right.
He was like shadow puppets in sand.
They did that. That was part of...
And he wore a beret, and he was kind of a communist. It was kind of neat.
That was part of...
He was a real subversive act that went very far.
Huh.
What's the show that closed in... it's the Cirque show that closed that was the Spider Lady.
The Cirque show that closed that was the Spider Lady.
It was in... not Aria. Oh, yeah, it was in Aria.
Aria.
Oh, you're talking, oh, shit.
Right? Yeah. I know.
All I can think of is Zumanity now.
I know.
I almost went to Zumanity, too.
I can't
so
remember
weird.
The name of this fucking show.
Shit. Hold on. Let's it wasn't Viva Elvis.
No.
That was the one that closed in that theater before.
It was like...
Viva Elvis was there, then it closed, and then they
Spina
had another
Bifida.
Show. Spina Bifida was, yeah.
That's
or
it.
Typhoid Fever.
Crank Janker.
I believe it was Crank Janker Spina Bifida.
Crank Janker Spina Bifida. So this show.
Zarkana.
See? It's close.
Yeah, very
you were
close
right
to Spina
there.
Bifida.
Spina Bifida. It has that.
Don't fight
Zarkana.
For it. Paul. Don't fight for it.
It was there. Crank Janker Spina Bifida. You put it all together as Zarkana.
Yeah.
They did the sand artist in that.
Oh, yeah.
She had a big section in that, which it was projected up on the screen.
Oh, cool.
While she would do her sand art.
I missed that show. I never did
see it. Did you ever see it?
No, I never saw it. Missed it.
Bizarre.
That's what I heard.
Did you ever see it, Matt?
I didn't, because it was basically there were two Cirque tours that were touring China.
Yeah.
China.
I believe it's pronounced China.
China. And they basically hodgepodged acts from the two tours to make Sarcana.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it is. It was hodgepodge.
It was hodgepodgey.
So hodgepodgey. Yeah. They had this whole section with this baby in a big glass bubble.
Oh, Boy in the Bubble?
But it
like the John Travolta movie?
It came out in and
not like the Paul Simon song.
Guys, I know I'm dating myself, but if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's got to be on YouTube. Do yourself a favor.
Not only is
go
it
on find, YouTube, go find any clip.
It is true
of Travolta playing Boy in the Bubble.
Yes,
the movie is ridiculous.
It's on Amazon Prime.
It is
as a riff track.
Oh, okay.
You can watch it and watch it riffed, and it's fucking. Oh, it's
that's
so
gold. That's
that
be gold.
That I want to watch.
That's
it's
gold.
So
I never
want to
watch the movie
funny.
Again, but I'd watch the riff track.
So Amazon Prime has riff tracks on there.
Yeah,
they do now.
The
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it's a fairly new thing.
And can anyone add them?
No. Actual
the riff
the
track
guys
people.
Riff tracks.
Got it.
And some of them are covered under Amazon Prime. Some we have to buy.
Yeah.
And they flip and flop as to which are free every month. It's weird.
Okay.
But I
yeah,
think
they're up there
still,
though.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good
I've
for them.
The
good
shit
for them.
Out of them. They're so funny.
Good for them.
So funny.
So yeah, that seems like a that seems
Boy
like a
the,
layup
oh,
of a riff track.
God damn, he's so weird. That
yeah.
whole movie's so weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that movie's so creepy.
Yeah.
It's good, though.
It's good. It's good.
Good.
And now it would be so much, like, darker. You could see it being shot differently. Like, this it's back in that, like, perfect 80s, like, PG prime.
Yep.
So, like, even though he's in a bubble, it still very much, like, feels like it's just taking place in, like, a perfect suburb.
Oh, man.
Do you know what I mean?
Is it ever.
And, like, everything's just sunshine and rainbows and a guy in a bubble.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of Christmas movies up there on Riff Tracks for Prime members right now.
Oh, if you haven't seen Santa and the Christmas, Ice Cream Bunny. Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny.
They've got I Believe in Santa Claus is up there.
Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny. That's all you need.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. There are a bunch of them on here, but I'm just listening to ones that are free on Prime.
I think Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny is still free. Holy
okay.
shit. That was the one they did in theaters 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Ann and I went and saw that. We laughed our asses off.
Oh, good.
It's the craziest shit, that
good,
fucking
good,
movie.
Good.
Oh, they don't have it's not the Travolta Boy in the Bubble. They have the Boy in the Plastic Bubble.
No, it is
that's
Travolta
him.
One.
That's Travolta.
It is.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. They have them.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. They just have them on the covers of this.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, they modify the covers.
Yeah.
With weird art to make it look silly.
Okay.
Oh, they have House on Haunted Hill.
Dude.
Oh.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
That's a weird movie.
Yeah,
it is.
They're all fucking, all those things are weird.
Wait, they have Sharknado 2.
Yep.
That seems like it does the work for them.
Yeah, that seems like a cheat. That seems like a cheat to me, because Sharknado 2 is in on it.
They
right.
do them. They do them live.
Oh, but they have Miami Connection.
Yeah, Miami
I'm right back in.
That fucking film. Bizarre.
Is Miami Vice on any of these services?
Why do you ask, Matt?
It was.
Because that would be a good one to do Scoop Flicks and Chill
it
on.
Sure it sure would be.
I'd love to do episodes of Miami Vice. That
no,
just occurred to me.
Used to love that show. We still got it. We still got many, many episodes of Arrow.
We still have like 8 years of Arrow to
do. I don't know if we're going to finish that series, at least not in order.
Not without going to something else first.
That's what I mean, yeah. Not that we do it out of order. That'd be frustrating. But
you'd like to
I feel like
add,
it would make as much
some other,
sense as it does right now.
Add some other gumbo flavors?
I think so. I mean, how many episodes are in a season? 20 episodes?
23.
20. Jesus Christ, Arrow.
23 or 26.
Really?
It's a lot.
It's
heavy.
Yeah. I think after season one, I think I probably want to.
I'm not sure. We can take a little break.
Dip a toe in something else and then go back to it.
Wait, did you just imply
break.
That we're going to finish all of season one?
I think we are.
I don't know where to stop if we don't.
I do.
No. Like right now, you mean?
Yeah, I think we've hit that point.
No.
We just did five episodes.
It's so funny.
We're recording like, in kind of crazy order, but you already know by now that we already have the latest two episodes of Arrow are up there.
Yeah.
We have an end of the year retrospective that we just threw together for no reason that's up there. And then this is all on our secret RSS feed. So if you're supporting us on Patreon, thank you. And it's tough. You know, we have it's Christmas, the holidays. Yeah. So we have the lowest amount of patrons we've had in a long time and the lowest total we've had in a long time. But it's December, so we fucking get it. But just let you know that we still take what we're doing seriously. We got a bunch of new content up there. So by the time you're hearing this, we should have episodes of 4 and 5 of Arrow, end of the year spectacular. We should have two new episodes of Fool Us behind the scenes as well.
Yes.
All right, Paul, heading to the new year. What are we doing, boy. Huh? What's the New Year's resolution?
Oh, man, for me?
Do you make New Year's resolutions? Do you give a shit about them?
No, I always – oh, no.
Okay.
Moving on. I always out know.
Do you?
I just repeated what you just said.
Do you do them?
No.
No.
I mean, you can't. I feel like you can't help but like it's gotten so. I feel like it's gotten like so
ubiquitous.
Hip to say fuck New Year's resolutions, right?
Yeah.
Right. But they're right.
Yeah. But I make resolutions all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm probably making some resolutions as we head through New Year's.
Oh, I'm making resolutions in my phone every other day. I'm like, right. Make sure you do this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I got big, long lists.
Every day is a new year. Some of them get off.
Some of it actually happens.
Are they – do you ever come back across an old list and go like, oh, shit. No. I didn't do any of that.
No. No, I usually do it. If I write it down, I usually do it.
Yeah.
I'm lucky that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for big projects.
Yeah.
That I've been writing down for years.
Yeah.
But that's because I haven't broken them down into bite-sized nuggets. That's what I need to start doing.
That's
my New Year's resolution. Nugget up my big
create
project.
Create bite-sized
nugget
nuggets.
Nugget up, everybody. I'm gonna nugget up in 2018.
I'm going to nugget up my shit for 2018. How about that?
How about that?
I will.
It absolutely is. True for me that I need short goalposts.
You have to.
Whatever. Yeah.
You have to make some progress.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just to give yourself the feeling of I did something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't do that. I'm the opposite.
I know.
I want big picture and I want timeline.
Yeah. I think.
I create big picture stuff and then create a timeline for myself that I have to, you know, hit kind of benchmarks by.
No, you're the most organized of the three of us.
Oh, I mean, this is just how I organize.
Which is not saying much. That's like, you know.
You notice I did not take that as a compliment. I just moved on to the next sentence.
The tallest homeless person.
Yes.
Congratulations.
You, sir, are the hairiest bald man. No, that's just how I organize.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is my way of organizing.
I'm realizing, like you know... A lot of people were asking me, and now that I finished up the Hill Bill run, you know, and how my experience was over at the space and stuff like that. And I was realizing, like, that, you know, Mark does a great job over there.
Sure.
Also is, like, doing the hockey thing, also doing the other thing. He's like me.
He has a lot going on.
He's a lot going on. And so
he doesn't say no to much.
No, and I don't either. And so we're very haphazard about stuff, and therefore... Our business styles colliding wasn't the best idea. So we both just kind of just shamelessly ask for stuff, hope it keeps going on its own rails. And then that's why I'm better off with agreeing like an RJ or a you or my wife. You know, these are all people that like I can lean on to be like, yes, let's move everything in this direction. I'm all for it. And then I hope.
And we say, Matt, here's what you have to do.
And I go like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
And then I kind of do them.
Yeah.
Like we had a big fuck up with our system for all of our Australian orders.
Yeah.
Got rejected on our site when we
were
selling.
For the Scoophead shirts.
We were selling the Scoophead shirts, right?
What the hell?
So we had to keep track of those all separately. And I was running Hill both the time. So I just was like, they're in my email somewhere.
Yeah.
And then by the time I organized them, we were getting the t-shirts made. Our t-shirt company was like, fuck you. And I'm paraphrasing.
But not by much.
But not by much. And like basically like I said something like, look, I get your frustration. You either need to tell me if there's a price for what I'm asking
right.
or whether it's a no.
Yeah.
Stop yelling at me.
Is it possible?
That's what I said to the guy.
Oh,
I said, just if there's a price I can pay to make it happen,
yeah,
I'm willing to pay it. And if it's a no, just let me know it's a no, and I'll handle it. But just like stop. I said venting or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't say yelling. But it
you
was
understood what you
lines.
Were asking for. It was silly. Yeah.
And he literally just like when I said it to him, it was a really funny moment of him going like, "I'm gonna need to call you back."
Okay,
great.
Talk to you a little bit.
I'm just willing to move on here.
Yeah,
and that's kind of how I do like everything.
Yeah,
and so maybe my goal in the New Year's maybe not to do it that way all the time for everything.
Maybe occasionally do it another way.
Good goal. Good goal.
Yeah,
I'm gonna write nuggets down right now.
No, you, but get that down. If you write it down, you'll never not do it.
I'll do it.
I'll tell you something I tried to do this year that I very quickly fell off of doing.
Yeah.
Which was journaling.
Yeah. I tried really hard this year
to start journaling.
Yeah.
And it's, I got a few of them in, and I wasn't trying to do big stuff. My thing was like, I want to sit down every day. I had a Word file,
mm-hmm.
which populates across all of my devices.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter if I have my phone, my iPad, my computer, it doesn't matter. I can add to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I want to get two sentences. I want to have a minimum goal of two sentences.
Right.
That's easy.
I
think I got like six of them all
year. Don't you feel like as a podcaster giving so much of your life over the air every week that you have done the job of journaling?
Yeah, I do.
Like, I really do feel that
way. Because I do have people go, like, people always say all the time, like, are you writing down all the crazy gigs you've done in Vegas? And I'm always like, they're certainly in a document.
Yeah.
They're
right.
Documented.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't have them offhand.
Our lives are exceptionally well documented.
If I looked over the episodes, yeah. I would know some stupid gig I did recently. Yep.
You're probably right. I don't think I get the emotional feeling from doing this that I would get or that I got from the rare times that I did journal.
Jacob is such an emotional journaler, Paul. You should see him. He gets a pen and paper in his hand, and it is just
the waterworks come
way.
From.
It's a quill.
It's
a quill.
But that's just the tickle of your butthole to get inspired.
It's all in crazy calligraphy.
I'll just tickle my taint until the inspiration comes. Yes.
How does everyone else journal?
And then I woke up with a feather in my ass.
Oh, and I wrote the dirtiest journal. It was all about feather butts.
As Jacob comes home while Jacob's journaling, it's like, out, woman, I'm working.
He's got a pillow ripped open, cramming feathers into his bunghole. He's like, what the fuck is happening here? I'm journaling.
That's my pillow.
Well, I'm journaling it, motherfucker. I'm journaling it right up my ass.
I made a New Year's resolution.
Oh, my God. Oh, can you imagine feathers in your butthole?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Ow! Like a bunch of them.
Oh no, I don't.
You phrased it differently than I was.
I don't want to be stuffed with feathers in the old butthole.
Oh.
But tickling the taint, I'm fine.
Was that an old? Was that an old torture? Like tar and feather.
Yeah.
Oh, tar and feather was. Yes.
Tar and feather was just butthole.
But then you just put it right in the butt.
Yeah. Artists decided to just take freelance with it just to kind of convey the message.
Just feathers.
It was just a butthole treatment.
In reality. Just in the butt.
You bring up a good point, Paul. The amount of undocumented butt stuff torture there has to be that's got to be frequent. I feel like the first time you want to just fucking pull the trigger on torture, you got to go right to like put something in his butthole.
That was most
That'll
of it, right?
Him. Yeah.
Yeah. They'd seal it shut, cauterize it.
Oh, God, fuck you. God damn it. I was very content with just different things sticking in it.
Well, I mean, a hot poker, it cauterizes it, and then you're done.
Yeah, then you just die, right?
Well,
if you can't poop, you die.
It'd take a while.
Yeah, but what are you going to do in the meantime? What, solve that problem?
Maybe. See, that's the other thing.
Oh, God.
Right? Yeah, what's worse?
Would you rather die?
Death or splitting open your fresh asshole?
Tearing me a new asshole.
Literally tearing yourself a new butthole. Oh, old times were rougher, you know, when we really think about it. We really have come
a
long way.
There we go. We really have.
Yeah. Yeah. You think about what's to be grateful for.
We've come a long way, son.
What's to be grateful for.
We've come a long way.
I've never had any relative have their asshole sealed.
Yeah.
Or get the plague.
Nope. Nor leprosy.
No, no. I'm none of that.
I have a cold.
Clearly.
But that's as bad as it's been this year.
All right. Should we do a little scoop mail here, Jacob?
Oh, we can. I'm looking up. I was looking up medieval tortures, but we can do scoop mail.
Oh, there's some crazy butt stuff.
Yeah.
They poured hot lead in your butt. Oh.
Okay.
That's awful.
Well, on that note.
I think that's where the term get the lead out came
get
from.
Get
the lead out.
By the time you're hearing this, by the way, we should note that you can be buying. It's Christmas Day. Treat yourself to, if you haven't already, to Dog and Snake Christmas.
It's true.
Mattingly promised, Jacob and Paul deliver.
Talking about nuggets. So there you go. I finished Christmas Puss 2, writing-wise.
Yeah.
It's not done.
No.
But it's in the capable hands of fact check.
There you go.
And I did Dog and Snake Christmas.
There you
thanks
go.
Thanks to Jacob's assistance.
You sure did.
I did most of it.
No, you...
I did the singing and
you
the
did.
Writing.
No, you pushed it along.
I organized it.
That's it.
Yes.
And that means everything. It really does.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I got...
You would call me and say, hey, can we meet at the studio at this time to record some Dog and Snake Christmas?
Right. Got Justin to get the music together.
Yep.
He came through awesome. So, it was a project that was stupid and it got done.
You said... we should do a Dog and Snake Christmas album. I said, no, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And you said, I'm going to do it. And I said, okay, you do it. And you did.
There
so
you
that's
go.
That's fair.
Nuggets.
And now,
that's a win.
And I'm also eating crow. I was 100% wrong. I love Dog and Snake Christmas.
It's going to be good.
And I also love how much I didn't have anything to do with it.
There you go.
I love that part as well.
Yeah, Matt's first hearing it was, here are the final cuts, Matt.
I don't think there's any better words to hear as a co-business owner than here's all the stuff done.
Yeah.
Do you want to listen to it?
Yep,
and the answer is like, kinda.
Yeah. It's here. I have it plugged in. We're going to listen to it now. let's see. We have the tub, known as the punishment of sitting in the tub. Uh-huh. The convicted person would be placed in a wooden tub with only their head sticking out. After that, the executioner would paint their face with milk and honey, and soon flies would begin to feed on them. The victim was also fed regularly and would end up swimming in their own excrement. After a few days, maggots and worms would devour their body as they decayed alive.
That is awful.
That seems unpleasant.
That's not my method of choice.
No.
There'd be better ways to go.
I think so.
What about, we just have impalement. Just good old-fashioned impalement.
Yeah. Through the butt?
Most impalement was done through the butt.
Yep.
I believe. I'm probably wrong about that. No.
On a stick.
15th century Romania, the victim was forced to sit on a sharp and thick pole. Then the pole was raised upright. The victim was left to slide down the pole with their own weight.
Up your butt.
Merry Christmas. We wish you Merry Christmas.
It would take the victim up to 3 days to die.
Oh, man.
Oh, from sitting on
it's
a pole.
It's going to take me up to one if we keep talking about this.
Yeah. And, of course, famously, Vlad the Impaler, it is said that he did this up to approximately 20,000 people at the same time.
I mean, that's a lot of sticks.
It's a lot of sticks.
It's a lot of poles.
At that point, do you just
at
go
the
out
same
into the
time,
woods? Yeah, you just go out into the woods.
At the same time.
Yeah. He had a giant field of impaled
people. Oh, I thought you meant like...
Not one stick.
He gave sticks out to 20,000 people.
Yeah.
And like chorus line was like, okay, everybody ready? Put them in your booty. Now,
da-dee-da-da-da-da, sit. Da da, yeah. Da da sit
and
da,
slide
da, da, da,
and slide and slide
la,
and hurt
dee, da,
and hurt
and
bleed and slide.
Down. Now your turn to sit and now you sit
right.
Sit
20,000 at the same time. That'd be a huge undertaking.
And I imagine like if you're not that, if you're like you're Vlad's like a gopher, right? Like you get to the town and he's like, all right, have we rounded them up? We have, sir. All right, I know. Fetch you some giant poles with sharp ends.
Let's get the impaling sticks.
I know. I'll go looking around for impaling sticks.
Can we just use mop handles this time?
Yeah, the sun came up. We found prisoners. I'm going to go find you some impaling sticks for the butthole thing.
Vlad, here's the thing. Here's what I'm thinking. It's fall. Let's do something different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's get buckets. All right. Well, let's just let him stand in the
I got to tell you, I'm listening, but so far I'm not hearing impaling.
Well, this is the thing.
I'm not.
Instead of being on sticks, mm-hmm. they just stand in the bucket. They're still in pails.
Flathy impaler.
We can put some shiny little sparkles on the buckets.
Okay, and I've taken your portraits here, and I've written down Vlad the Inbucketer. Is that correct?
Damn it, I knew this would happen.
Oh, no, don't get me a butt stick.
Get on that butt
no.
stick. I'm impaler, impaler.
Now I get it.
Oh, yeah, now you do get it. Up the butt.
The guillotine is on this list of brutal tortures.
Which so far, yes, I'll take that one.
Isn't that you just die?
Yeah, it's brutal torture if it doesn't work the first time.
I think that's true. Yeah. Sometimes it would take
also
multiple,
drops.
When it goes, and then they pick your head up and make you look at your own body, and you go, "Oh, I'm so fat."
I never lost
I really
that last
let myself go.
Pounds.
Oh, my butt looks terrible from this angle. No wonder no one asked me out.
Why didn't anyone tell me about all that back fat?
Oh, I am like somebody was trying to shoplift steaks. This is not good. I look like somebody shoplifting way too many steaks. This is awful.
Shoplifting steaks.
I look like a town meat thief.
Yeah.
All hunched over in this guillotine.
No wonder I got the side eye every time I went to the butcher shop. I look like I'm straight up smuggling beef. This is bad. Oh.
Also, I'm dying in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Did you hear the research that they think you know when you're dead?
No, I didn't read that.
No.
Yeah. I think that when you're dead, of course, there's still electro activity
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a good chance that your mind goes, oh, I'm dead.
Wow.
Huh.
And then you're dead.
That's fascinating.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you do die, and then there's nothing.
Right.
But you don't think about it then.
No, you don't think.
Then all you're
your electricity
is,
stops.
Then all you're thinking is,
I'm really dead. I thought I was dead before. Shit. This is dead right here.
If I could go back in time and tell me earlier with if me going I like, could, oh, I'm dead.
If I could,
I'd be like, buddy, you don't even know.
Turd back time.
If I could turd back time.
I'd impale my poop.
If I could stab my poop.
Oh, also.
Yeah.
UFOs are real.
Oh, I was going to, damn it. I was trying not to get to talk about this because we're recording out of order. Oh,
you want to record this on the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about it next one.
Okay. Which everyone knows, if you're listening to this, that
we've already heard
this,
it.
We talked about this last week.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate recording out of order. Oh, God. Let's get into some scoop mail.
Physical scoop mail.
What the fuck?
Physical scoop mail. Zippity-doo. We got mail in a box.
I love it. Since today is Chris Bosch Day, I thought I should read these Chris Bosch cards that we got.
Oh, Jacob loves that we get Chris Bosch
cards. I absolutely do. I love it so much.
Adorable. Thank you, Scoops, for being so sweet and sending us all the love.
And probably by the time this actually airs, we may have gotten a few more. So if I'm not reading yours now, it's because we recorded this out of order. And but yeah, so this is from the Drabilius family. This is Carl, Amy, Jack, Claire, and Molly. And they sent us a very nice card. Merry, merry moments to you this season. And there are a whole bunch of pictures on here, including Amy wearing her ICS socialist shirt.
Nice.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so the socialist shirt made the Chris Bosch card.
When we make the Chris Bosch card, that makes us even happier.
Yeah.
It's really a huge compliment.
That's so nice.
Or a happy accident. I'll take it either way, though.
Yeah. Let's see. This one's from John. It says, Hallelujah on the front. And on the front, there's a picture of what appears to be a comet hitting the Earth or a giant bomb going off. one of those two things. Happy, happy, joy, joy. This is Colonel John. It came upon a midnight clear, an asteroid fragment of stone bent by Jupiter's gravity to crash upon our home. No peace it brought for life just then, a roaring to an end at all. The world in solemn stillness lay, giving the mammals their call.
Wow.
That was the dinosaurs.
That's good, yeah.
That's nice.
The dinosaur asteroid. And then on the back of the card, there are a whole bunch of different logos on here, as though they are sponsors of the Christmas card. And Matt Madigan's Ice Cream Social, one of the logos.
Nice.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
As well as the Ugly Count Show and the Geek Chart podcast.
Yeah.
I heard there was a secret rock that hit the earth and gave a shock. But dinosaurs don't really talk about that, do they? All right.
Well, let's see. We have a scoop mail here from Osti Scoop Monty.
Oh.
Patini and Rusty, Osti Scoop Monty.
Celebration.
Oh,
Rose.
We're heading into New Year's Eve. It's time for fucking Osti Scoop Monty time.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Fuck yeah.
It's time for some Osti Scoop Monty.
I will
for
have
sure.
a little bit of that nasty shit.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve, I might drink alcohol.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
Talk about your resolutions.
Thinking about it.
Dear Facebookers, about a week ago, I was walking down some stairs at work, lost my footing, and caught myself on the handrail.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez.
This saved me from falling, but resulted in me breaking a bone in my hand, which required surgery to screw back together.
Oh, no.
Don't you hate that as you get older, that, like, falling means
just
so
much more? Just falling
is
a thing.
Ooh, boy. Yeah. That falling could mean, like, you got to go to the hospital, even if you catch yourself?
Yeah. That's horrible.
Yeah, falling is it.
Yeah. Like, my kids fall, like, every damn minute.
Well, I'm,
And they're fine.
They're fine.
I'm thinking, you know, just putting wheels on my legs.
Just going all Professor X over there?
All Professor X. Floaty chair.
I don't know anything. I'm just scooting. I don't have any
superpowers.
This chair
is close.
This is close,
I don't know anything. I'm just scooting. But you have a floaty chair. Yeah, but I'm not Professor X.
I'm just a guy in
a floaty
chair.
I'm just a guy in a floaty chair. I stole
I'm a
this.
Fraud.
I stole this from a Walmart.
Professor X paid like $20,000 for his. I got mine for like $40.
Come to me, my X-Men. See, nothing happens.
The mine that I work at has been great at accommodating and compensating, and has been helpful the whole time, even giving me a.
You
temporary...
work at a mine,
apparently.
And the way he went down is on a handrail.
Yeah,
good.
Better than black log.
Yeah, you don't want fucking shit going down in the mine.
Well, you don't want to fall in a mine.
Hey, are we? Off topic.
Okay, that's weird for us.
Blue Line Scoop came to the Pill Bill show.
Yeah, he did.
He gave us challenge coins.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a question for you. I love these things.
Yeah.
I love the concept of these things. It's been a while since I've been around someone military enough that this was like a regular thing. I want to ask the scoops, because we have a lot of military and...
veteran.
We have a lot of veteran scoops, and we also have a lot of people who, you know, firefighters, police people, and all that stuff, right? Is it good or bad to do an ICS challenge coin? That's what I want to know. Because at first I was like, I would love to do an ICS version of this, but I don't know.
Is that disrespectful?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
So write and let me know if anyone thinks it's disrespectful, we won't do it.
Yeah, good question.
But I love the idea of a challenge coin.
I always wanted to do.
And among scoops, I think it'd be a good.
It'd be
a good thing.
Yeah,
I think it'd be a really fun custom.
Yeah. So they've even given me a temporary desk position that I'm unqualified for until I'm healed up. But for 6 weeks or so, I'm one-handed, and I had no idea how many things I used to do two-handed. I'm going to assume that's why there are typos in this email as well.
Yes, that is why, you dick.
For instance, this next sentence, I bet it's supposed to say, I feel like a putz. It says, I feel like a puss.
Sometimes you feel like a puss. Sometimes you don't.
Oh, wait, maybe it's supposed,
maybe it's supposed to be puss.
Maybe it's puss. I feel like a puss.
I'm going to go with puss.
Oh, maybe it's puss.
Sometimes you feel like puss. Sometimes you don't. Almond Joy is full of puss from the goats that didn't make the cut.
I feel like a puss, considering that I'll have the use of my
goats.
Hand again in 6 weeks.
Almond Joy is from the sick ones.
And there are plenty of amputees missing limbs forever, but still, I was getting depressed not being able to do simple everyday tasks like I used to. Then I thought, in this age, there would surely be people on the internet that could give advice and help on any subject. I was overwhelmed to find an entire community of amputees on YouTube that have uploaded videos showing how they do simple tasks one-handed or no-handed. This shouldn't have surprised me, but it was something that I never thought of.
Oh, fascinating.
And I always get a little emotional when I find new ways that people are loving and caring for each other. It made me think of Paul wanting to narrate porn for the blind.
We still haven't done that perk. We got to add that perk. 2018, New Year's resolution. Nugget it.
Nugget that, Paul.
Nugget it. We got to add that to one of the tiers. The It's maybe like a $20,
$50 tier. Well, that and the Doggy Snake Halloween is another 2018. If it sells well enough, as Snake says.
It made me think of Paul wanting to narrate Porn for the Blind. The internet has become a great place for people to help people. Now I'm able to wash dishes, cook, put on socks, etc. Fucking you one-handed in the face, Asti Scoop Monty.
Thank you, Asti Scoop Monty. Paul's so dedicated to the Snake character of Doggy Snake Christmas that he still sounds like him 2 weeks later.
Right. It's not my fault. I do like Snake.
He's Harvey Firestein Cobra Commander.
It's Harvey Firestein Cobra Commander.
With a little bit of Paul Lynn.
Which, if you're playing a snake and you're imitating Cobra Commander, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because he became a snake.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I think I did
know that.
Remember that
from, the Cobra Law, shooting with spores?
Yeah.
Turn him into a full-on snake?
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah. Roadblock is trying to save him. Because Roadblock got blinded by spores.
Blinded by the spores.
And they're trying to escape Cobra Law together, but slowly Cobra Commander's turned into a snake.
My boss is fucked up. He's a snake I can't ignore.
He turns into a fucking snake.
Blinded by the spores.
So it's like an evolutionary step down.
Oh, it's definitely a step down. Yeah. But yeah, that's also...
Is he like a big crazy mutant snake, or is he just like a little garden snake?
No, he's a big old snake, but he also...
Mama always told me not to stare into the side of the spores.
He's got...
But Mama... That's where the fun is.
He's got that big silver mask he wears. And when he takes that off, you see he's got a bunch of eyes.
Blinded by the
spores.
But
snakes don't have a bunch of eyes.
Yeah, but he does.
Wrapped up like douche. Turned into spores.
Yep. S'mores. S'mores is what rhymes with spores.
I question the logic of this G.I. Joe episode.
Oh, the movie will make you question everything.
Oh, is this the movie?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with Cobra Law. Crazy.
Cobra Lee, Cobra Law.
When I was little, my parents would not let me watch the G.I. Joe cartoons.
Too violent?
Yeah.
Really?
That's the only thing I remember them ever saying, no, we don't want you to watch that.
Yeah, my stepmother wasn't crazy about The Simpsons.
My mom didn't like
I would watch The Simpsons with my dad.
Yeah.
Thankfully, Simpsons was... Still is the most important
thing. We basically kind of just like overruled her.
Also,
like we wasn't like, oh shoot, we can't watch. Like she was like, I really like you guys watching it. We're like,
fuck you.
It's the best.
Yeah. It is the best. And I just bought season 18. They finally put out season 18.
Which
on
is
DVD.
Last season?
No, sir.
I have no idea what
we're
season
on season
like.
29.
29.
Oh,
we're almost. I guess next year's season 30. No,
if
no,
we're
no.
on season 29 no, right now.
We're on season 29. Yes. This coming season is 29. Season 30 will be next year.
Okay.
No, I disagree.
89 was the first season.
Okay.
99
is the 10th season.
Yeah.
2009 is the
20th
season.
Wait a minute. Yeah, no, it's getting there. It's renewed up to 30. But they stopped making the DVDs for 5 years.
Right.
Sucked.
Oh,
and there was
yeah.
a huge uprising letter writing campaign.
By you solely.
No, huge.
I was one of them. But they put them out again, and it's so good. And so I bought that immediately, and hopefully they will continue to keep putting out the DVD sets.
Okay.
All right.
Physical media.
I don't remember my parents ever forbidding TV shows and toys except for G.I. Joe.
Yeah, my mom hated G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
She bought us the barbecue. He was the only one we got because he had a nice face.
I remember so my buddy Ryan liked watching rated R horror movies.
Oh.
Okay.
And his mom was like okay with him watching it, but we had to get permission.
That makes sense.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
And then my dad said like no, but it didn't stop my friend from watching it. So like I like go like the other room and just hear a horror movie, which is kind of worse.
That's much worse.
That's kind of worse.
Awesome. That becomes really scary.
And then I remember coming home and being like, I thought we were going to get a toy store. My dad was like, well, you were watching a rated R movie. He's like, I didn't. I went to the other room.
I listened to one.
It's just a big bummer all around.
As a kid, what was the movie that scared you the most? Have we talked about
Sleepaway
this before?
Camp.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, Sleepaway you saw Camp. That? I never saw
it. Yeah. That was the one that was like, I was like, saw it, like, cowered, and like, watched it through like a pinhole in my hands.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, under a blanket. I saw that movie.
By you, Jacob, what scared you?
I think the movie that scared me the most, there are two different ones. The one that had the biggest, like, scared me effect was Psycho. I saw Psycho when I was far, far too young.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Like five, something like that. Like, I was much, much too young. And then the one that I remember being like, I don't want to watch this, was, it's the worst one ever, Return to Oz. The Wizard of Oz sequel.
Yeah.
But again, I saw that one way too young as well.
Okay. What's in that one?
There's a witch in that one.
Okay.
That that was really scary. I rewatched it again, I don't know, probably like 2 or 3 years ago. And I was like, oh, this is not scary at all.
Dumb, yeah.
But to like a 6-year-old or however old I was.
Labyrinth would fuck me up. And that, like,
oh, yeah.
Every parent that was okay with their kid watched Labyrinth, and there was like really some fucked up shit in it.
The Return to Oz, Frooze Balk.
Yeah. There you go.
Baby Frooze Balk.
Yeah.
Baby Frooze.
The wheelie guys. The guys that had wheels for hands.
They're creepy.
Yeah, they were
creepy. As a Catholic school kid watching Exorcist, the head spinning around vomit definitely messed me up.
In Southern Baptist town in Louisiana, that was a big deal.
Yeah.
People talked about Exorcist and talked about how like you'd die and go to hell if you watched it.
All that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah.
I got scared by the car.
The car!
Did you ever see the car? With a young James Brolin.
Oh, that one!
Yeah.
No.
I was thinking of Christine.
It's pre-Christine.
It's like Christine, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Super creepy.
Christine Light.
I was too young to watch it, and it scared me.
I believe in Christine Light, because I believe in me.
The car. And then there was another one.
With the 80s tunes today.
I am. I'm all fucking. I might as well start watching Stranger Things. I'm locked in.
There's another one that I can never find the movie. But it was these astronauts. I want to say it was like this BBC thing.
Yeah.
It was these astronauts who ended up on this planet where they found clones of themselves.
Yeah.
And they got killed, and it was weird. Really, really creepy.
Oh, that was, what was that? That was Star Trek.
Nope.
Actually, the show with the lizard people, V.
Yeah.
I was really into that, and that's what scared me up a little creepy. Bit.
It's silly now.
I know, I bet.
Now it's silly, but then it was creepy.
Yeah. All right. Where are we at, Jacob?
I'm Googling a movie with astronauts who find clones of themselves.
they end up on a planet that's got like a suburb.
Okay.
Moon, perhaps? That was 2009.
No.
Great movie.
This was like early 80s, late 70s, early 80s movie.
Moon is with Sam
Rockwell.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
That was a really good movie.
Yeah.
I really liked Moon.
Nothing's coming up there. Oh, well.
Believe me, Jacob, I've searched for it. I can't find it.
Well, in my 15 seconds of searching for it just now, I didn't find it either.
Guys.
Proves our point.
A draw.
Impossible to find movies.
We got one from Mike. Hi there. Just listened to ICS, including the incredulous laughter about killer kites. I lived in Chile, South America.
Hey, come on, Chile.
And can confirm glass-covered kite string is a thing, and it's dangerous.
Yeah.
We found that when we talked about it.
We weren't talking about the string, bucko.
But
we're talking about people using kites to hurt people.
I was talking about the string.
No, with the string.
You talked about everything. Left yourself no reason to say not incorrect, because you said every possible outcome. You just brain blathered about kites.
Put poison
but
on
at
the
first,
kite,
yeah, you did
want.
The fucking string dip in the mouth bullshit, and then. But then someone wrote us.
I believe people were using kites as hang gliders for a while, which they
it
just,
happened.
Which they're just hang gliders at that point,
technically.
Yeah, no, not actually. The word you're looking for is actually. They actually are hang gliders.
Well, Jacob, somebody eventually went, "Hey, let's call that a hang glider." For a while, they just called them kites with a dude on it.
Are you sure about that, Paul?
A kite with a dude on it.
Pretty sure.
Look up there. There's John. What's he doing? He's riding that kite.
It's a kite with a man.
It's a kite with a dude on it.
Here comes another KW. DOI.
KWDOI.
For short.
What's that stand for?
That saves a lot of time.
You're gonna have to explain to me in detail what that means.
Oh, you mean a KWDOI?
Yes, that.
You about to eat one of those Chinese ice cream?
I'm about to try one,
dude. With your dry ass throat, you're gonna put some wafer candy in it. I'm just gonna watch Paul cough to death.
Oh, it is.
What happened?
You
literally tore like one morsel of it and then stopped pregnantly.
You didn't.
On Twitch? You
haven't gotten it out of the wrapper yet.
The fucking package.
Yeah.
I thought it said custard, and I probably meant to say custard, but it says castard.
Castard. Castard. C-A-S.
Like a cat turd.
Cat turd, but a castard.
It might taste like cat turd.
It's custard made of castor oil.
Didn't someone write us on Twitter saying that it's actually like a cultural crackdown? Like the demonizing of...
It's a soft...
Oh, it's got soft innards?
Yeah.
All right. Well, great. Good. Enjoy that weird Chinese wafer custard.
This is straight up. They have so many... This is exactly... They have so many of these breads in China.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it tastes like.
Soft, sweet breads?
Yep.
Just like you, Paul. You're my soft, sweet bread.
What can I say?
Soft, sweet bread.
I'm a dude on a kite.
The kite is some kind of cultural crackdown in India, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, there was it was a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, that's a different thing, I think.
But different thing. But the one in Chile, the kids would do kite fights, and they try and cut each other's strings, so they would actually put glass on the strings to help cut the other person's string. Yeah.
All right.
In Chile, it's known as
murder.
Hilo Corrado.
Hilo Corrado.
If you search that on YouTube, you'll find dozens of videos about injuries and Chilean police confiscating reels from people.
That
is spelled HILOCURADO.
It's a dangerous glass thing that you're doing with the kids.
Hope this isn't too creepy, and that's Mike. Thanks,
too
Mike.
Creepy. You're killing kids with kites.
This is all right.
It's not creepy at all.
What, the ice cream cone?
Yep.
Or killing kids with kites.
You're both. A braver man than me, my friend.
I am.
If I read the word custard from China, I was sitting out here for weeks. I would not be diving into it.
That's pretty good. It's not been sitting out for weeks.
There he is. There's the wafer effect I was talking
Found
about.
It.
There it is.
We got one from our friend here, Moxie Fox.
Hello, Moxie.
Hey, guys. Here's a story from my youth that my mom has used to embarrass me. But since I've not been able to obelisk that mop yet, I'll just own my youthful embarrassment myself.
Oh, great.
And this is a fun story, too. In first grade, I had a crush on a classmate of mine named Jesse. Around the same time, I had apparently heard the phrase, "Got the hots for you" on TV. One day after school, I walked to my mom's car and proclaimed, "Mom, I no longer have the hots for you. I only have hots for Jesse now." From broke up with my mom to have a crush and she'll never live it down, Scoop, Moxie Fox.
That's awesome.
No longer have the... To use that as a general term for love and not just a sexual love?
I no longer have the hots for you.
This is great. Like, ooh. I tell you what. I have the hots for this chocolate cake. Thank you. It's delicious. Yeah.
Oh, I got the hots for this.
Oh, Jerry, that's Tammy. She's the one who brought the chocolate cake I have the hots for. So much.
I like this a lot.
I think I have the hots for her now because of the cake.
I have the hots for this idea.
As soon as I finish this cake, I'm going to have proxy hots on you.
If you truly have the hots for someone, set them free.
If they hots back on you, it's
they have
meant
the
to be.
Hots for you. They'll return.
They'll come back.
They'll come back.
Oh, I like this. We got one here from XGD Falcon. I posted this on Scoop Group, but after the squirrel mail a couple of weekends back, I figured it was appropriate. Funny or not, Thursday night at 1 a.m.
God is have the hots for you. And have the hots for you is God.
So Thursday night at 1 a.m., just before leaving for New Jersey, I turned on the furnace for the first time all year so that the kids wouldn't be cold while we were gone.
No! No!
You can't turn it on and leave.
We put plenty of oily rags around the house to seal off the doors and windows.
Fine.
We didn't check for dead shit in it. No. Bad idea, jeans.
What preceded was one of the top three worst stenches that I have ever smelled in my life.
I knew it. A dead thing.
I rushed to the basement to kill the furnace. Everything reeked. Left the furnace as it was, finished packing, and left for the airport in the morning. As we boarded the plane, we overheard two different people say, "It smells like a skunk in here."
Oh no!
It's on you!
You got the stink.
When we both got to the hotel and opened our bag, the both of us almost vomited. My kids were sent home from school Friday because of the stink. We spent the entire weekend in New Jersey, doused with Febreze, cologne, and perfume. The smell permeated.
You fit right in.
The smell permeated the entire house.
Have fun at the bowling alley.
The smell permeated the entire house, including clothes and drawers.
Hey, Colleen.
Dawn.
Give me a little more perfume.
Give me that microbrew at the hot spot.
Get it yourself.
Right, come on.
You don't have hots for me no more.
I don't. I know. Dawn, I no longer have the hots for you because I have the hots for beer now.
All right. I get just one beer, but you smell like an asshole.
We still want to know one, lady.
Touché, my husband.
What did I tell you about speaking French to me?
Touche!
Oh,
yeah, what? I wish we wasn't married. I wish I listened to my mother one time.
What does that lady know?
She knows you're a bum.
I no longer have the hots for you or your mother.
I'm calling her right now. Ma!
You know where I'm going to be Christmas?
I don't care, Artie.
Right here, bowling.
You do that. You bowl on Christmas, you blasphemous bastard.
I couldn't help it over here, but we are not open on Christmas Day.
Sir, why do you smell like skunk and Febreze?
I don't know.
All right, can I buy you a beer?
Yes, please.
Ma, yeah, it's Dawn, Ma. Yeah, Ma, I got the hots for you again, Ma. I don't have the hots for Artie anymore. I'm leaving his ass. Get this. He's bowling on Christmas, Ma.
He is not. We are not open on Christmas.
He's going to find a way. He's a sneaky fucker. Watch him break in here and bowl all by himself.
No one has ever stopped me from bowling. No one.
I know my husband. Wish I didn't, but I do.
All right.
Fuck you, Artie.
I'm going to be in the men's room putting Febreze on my
tank. Ma.
Then I'm going to wind back up my tight jeans.
Ma, I'm sorry I didn't listen to you 10 years ago when I married this mook. I had a chance to get away from him, but I didn't. You was right, Ma. I got the hots for you again. I'm coming home. Get my bedroom ready. Get my bedroom ready.
Mook.
Take the sewing machine out of my bedroom, Ma.
Hey.
I'm coming home.
Hey, you're out of here? You leaving me, Dawn?
I'm leaving you, Artie.
You can't take the IROC. You're leaving the IROC here at the bowling alley.
What are you talking about? It's my call. That's my call.
I made the last two payments on the IROC.
I made every payment up to the last two.
Yeah, but I made the last two.
That's not fair, Artie. You're not being fair. You're not if you're not fair, and you're not a fair person. You know what? Fine. Here, I'm taking out the keys, and I'm throwing them at your fucking fat head.
Yeah. You know my fat head doesn't feel pain.
Yeah, because it's made of fucking gabagoo. Because that's all you eat. That's all you fucking eat, you piece of shit.
I like gabagoo.
I'm taking a bus to my mother's, and I hope I never see you again.
Oh, you're taking the bus to your mother's? Good. One bus meets another. That fat hump.
You rotten hell, Artie! Calling me a bus, man! Called me a bus!
No, Dawn, I called your mom a bus.
Whoa! Okay, it's not as bad as I thought, Ma. I still got the hats for you, and not for Artie no more. Okay, I love you. Bye, Ma. Artie, I'm leaving!
Done.
So what? The owner of the purple IROC Z,
that's
you are
me.
Double parked and you're being towed.
Oh, never mind. That's you. You own that IROC now, Don. That's
no!
Yours. You gotta go move the car.
I threw those keys at your gabagool noggin.
We still haven't gotten the entire stench out. Yes, a skunk farted into some vent around our house just as I turned on the furnace. Funny or not, because I can't decide. feeling disgusted, and that's XGD Falcon. Yeah, that's funny.
That is funny.
That's definitely funny.
I think this gunk got killed in your machine.
Your machine!
It's a furnace, Paul.
No, it's a machine.
I've installed your machine. The house is heated.
You will have to change the small person once every 2 weeks.
If you have the hots for being warm in the wintertime, you're going to need my machine.
Who's got the hots?
Oh, it's so warm in here now. Nice and toasty.
Yeah, you got the hots because you're using my new machine.
I got the hots for heat.
It's the machine, all right.
It's time for Jock versus Nerd.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. Time for Jock versus Nerd.
Explosion of the hot spore.
The explosion of the hot sport.
We have a quiz for you guys this week.
We're gonna
alternate. Each question is multiple choice. You both get three questions. The winner wins.
Okay.
That's how this one works.
Are we allowed to steal if the other person can't answer?
I'll allow it, since I'm making this up as we go.
Fantastic. Here we go. Dick is just reading a trivia app off his phone.
That's on the computer.
Is it all Pac-Man trivia?
Oh, we really don't have a Jack Rose there?
No, I did this instead.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, great. I'm fine with an audible.
Chris Bosh was the basketball captain in his junior and senior years at what high school? Oh, Paul.
It's all Chris Bosh.
This is a Chris Bosh trivia.
At what school?
At what school? City High, King High, Lincoln High, or Washington High?
I'm going to go with
Whoever came up with that quiz, we get it. He's black. Jesus.
C, Washington High.
You're going Washington High. Washington High is incorrect. The correct answer, Lincoln High.
Lincoln High.
Matt.
Yes.
What basketball position did Chris Bosh prefer to play as a youth? Center field. Oh, sorry, a baseball position.
Oh, good. I was going to say.
Center field, shortstop, pitcher, or first
Terry,
baseman.
Your point guard. Rick, your shooting guard. Chris, your center field. You'll be in the middle of the basketball floor just waiting for any fly
basketball.
Don't pick dandelions. Center field, shortstop, pitcher, or first baseman?
Let's see. Center field, shortstop, pitcher, or first baseman? Center field, he's tall and lanky, so he can run around the field and catch balls going over the wall. Shortstop, that one seems like a little weird to me. That means you have to have a really accurate hose. And it involves a lot of bending over all the time.
I was going to say, you got to get low.
So I don't think you want to play shortstop. Yeah. Pitcher, of course you want to be a pitcher. The guy's like 7 foot.
Right.
So you want to be a freak there. And what was the other one?
First base.
Oh, you can just catch anything.
Yeah.
Nice
and he's long, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with first base.
He might be left-handed, too. I don't know.
Oh, even better.
Third base.
Let's see. It is first base.
All right. We did it, guys. We reasoned it out.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
1-0.
I wish I could have reasoned my high school choice.
Paul, Chris Bosh was the fourth youngest player to record 20 points and 20 what in one game?
All right, let's reason this out.
Steals, rebounds, assists, or blocks? He was the fourth youngest player to record 20 and 20.
Rebounds.
Points and rebounds is yours.
Yep.
It is rebounds.
Yeah, because that's you fuck around and get a triple-double like Ice Cube.
Paul managed to reason that one out.
He did. I was very happy for it.
Yeah. You know, that's the
definitely
only,
not steals.
That's the only
no,
other
it was gonna steal
20 steals in a game.
And if you had 20 blocks in a game, we would all know about it. We'd all be like, holy shit.
Dikembe Mutombo.
No one could shoot that.
Dikembe Mutombo is the only one that can do that.
Dikembe Mutombo, like, the most he ever had in a game was like 8.
A lot of blocks is like 10 or 11 is like a
oh, if you get a double digits on blocks, that's nuts.
Okay,
that's
hear me out, guys.
I'm ready.
We are.
What if you're a real smart dad? And you decide at age like 3 that you are going to graft permanently onto your children giant 4-foot hands.
Okay.
I'm with you so far.
I have 2 youngins. I like this idea so far.
There's no way to medically prove they're not their hands.
Mm-hmm.
They're like holding up poster boards in front of shooters.
You might as well just meld on like tennis rackets.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
bigger
yeah.
than that. Like 4 feet square.
Okay.
Huge.
Big paddles.
Huge hands.
Satellite for hands.
Yeah.
And that guy becomes just direct the TV dishes. Blocker.
That's good. I bet he'd be convinced to play volleyball professionally before.
He'd be. Or he'd become pancake guy.
He just makes pancakes. I hate sports.
Spatulas.
And I have the hots for pancakes.
I have the hots for pancakes, and my spatula hands work wonders.
Let's see. Matt, what was Chris Bosh's 2005-2006 season high in rebounds for the Toronto Raptors?
Marijuana.
22, 17, 14, or 9?
Marijuana.
CN Tower.
Yeah.
Say, what are the choices again?
22, 17, 14, or 9?
22, 17, 14, or 9?
Yes.
Rebounds.
Yes. Season high.
Season high. What was the highest number?
22.
I'm going to go with 22.
That's what I'd go with. Let's see here. It's not.
What?
17.
Lazy fuck. What yeah. happened?
Oh,
don't know.
Missed it by two.
You guys are tied at one each.
That seems impossible.
I've never gotten a rebound. that's not totally true. I probably dated somebody after they were.
I was going to say, you've definitely been a rebound.
I have been a rebound.
Bob, you were nicknamed the Round Mound of Rebound, wasn't it?
That was my nickname. It is my nickname now. Round mound of rebounds.
Who's in Texas? Says Ted broke up with me.
Oh well.
Round mound of rebound time.
Round mound rebound. Bomb. Round bomb. 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 Round mound rebound. Round.
This is just sex. This is not. I have the hots for you. Understand?
Yeah. Sure. 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 Round mound rebound.
Whose nickname was the round mound of rebound, Paul?
Oh, would that be Charles Barkley?
Wow.
Wow.
Is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's a little thing.
Little pudgy.
He's like a little nugget.
I would love Charles Barkley to know that you call him a little nugget.
He's
at 6'6", he was a little nugget. He's yeah. a little nugget.
Yeah. You know, put him in your pocket.
6'6", 225.
He's right there with your Muggsy Bogues. With your spud webs.
All right, Paul, you need to get this one right. How many points did Toronto Raptors forward Chris Bosh average in road games compared to home games in the 05-06 NBA season? How many more points did Toronto Raptors forward Chris Bosh average in road games compared to home games in the 05-06 NBA season? So he averaged more points away than he did at home.
At home.
Uh-huh.
0.7,
mm-hmm.
5.8,
mm-hmm.
3.5,
mm-hmm.
or 1.9?
Mm-hmm.
0.7,
5.8.
You're going a lot more. Okay.
I'm going to go with a 1.1.
Let's see. You'd both be wrong.
Fuck you, trivia.
0.7.
Oh.
He was just barely better on the road.
Well,
that's a weird one.
That is yeah. a weird one, but he's better on the road.
All right, Matt, for the win.
Okay, guys.
Take it on
or
the
Paul
road,
can steal
Chris
this one.
I have to use my Chris Bosh reasoning skills to the upteenth degree. I'm ready.
Or Paul, you can steal this one, and you can win.
I will raisin this one.
What award did Chris Carpenter win in 2005?
Chris Carpenter? That's not Chris Bosh.
It's not.
So we just changed subjects for the last question?
Apparently.
What are there multiple choices?
Is it just Chris trivia?
Maybe he won the Chris Bosh award.
This is labeled Chris Bosh trivia.
All right.
But here we go. Maybe Chris Bosh is actually Chris Carpenter.
I'm going for the win. I got a real curveball here.
What award did Chris Carpenter win in 2005? The Cy Young Award.
Who's Chris Carpenter?
Catcher of the Year, Comeback Player of the Year, or Most Valuable Player?
Was he the one who was...
He's a baseball player.
Oh, he didn't sing with Karen?
In the Carpenters?
Long ago, and oh so far away, the magic dream. I fell in love with you.
I don't think it's MVP.
Okay.
The second show.
What are the other choices?
Catcher of the Year, Comeback Player of the Year, or the Cy Young Award?
Your guitar.
I don't think he was a pitcher. He might be a pitcher. I know nothing about baseball. Man, I wish this was about Chris Bosh. I like that it's also totally fair. That's not like in the rules that we've just put down. You're allowed to just ask the next question on whatever thing you're on.
Yep.
I'm gonna go with Comeback Player of the Year.
All right, Paul. Do you want to steal?
So he's wrong.
I don't know if he's wrong.
What are the four possibles?
Cy Young catcher MVP. Of the year, comeback player of the year, or most valuable player. Matt's going with comeback player of the year.
I don't think there's an award.
I'll go Cy Young.
You're going Cy Young. Let's see here. It is Cy Young.
Oh, no.
Oh, Paul wins. Oh, the completely fair Chris Mosh trivia. Paul wins on the Chris Carpenter question.
You know who's catcher of the year is the owner of that bowling alley we were talking to earlier.
Okay. Please don't refer to me as the catcher of the year.
Catcher of the year is anybody who ran into Vlad the Impaler.
All right. I want to thank Penn Jillette for creating this podcast.
Thanks, Penn.
I want to thank everybody who's been a listener all year long.
It's been great.
We have the most listeners ever in our history here in 2017. I don't know why I'm doing an end of the year wrap up. We still have other episodes.
Yeah.
Merry
Not
Christmas.
True.
Is what I meant to say.
Not yeah. true. This is our last this episode of the year.
This is it. Anyways, thank you all for being a listener. Thank you for being a subscriber. Thanks to all the people in our social media mafia. We're on at Hey Scoops on every platform.
Yep.
There's all kinds of different groups spinning off. I love this as long as we're not being dicks about it.
Yeah.
You can have standards for your groups, but don't be thumbing your nose at people just to start another group or whatever.
Yeah.
My favorite newest one is the Cream Team.
I saw the Cream Team. I didn't see what it's for.
Cream Team
though.
Has a Facebook group now. Cream Team. Do you know who the Cream Team is?
No.
It's the people who watch Brent late night on our Twitch channel. So the people who watch Brent play video games have named themselves the Cream Team.
Oh, I like it.
Which I like a lot.
Yes.
I like it so much. Why? I'm not involved.
No.
People came to me and said, here's the final product.
Yeah, great.
All right. Thanks so much for listening. And turn a friend on to our podcast, why don't you?
That's
huh?
right.
Go. Or just turn a friend on.
Or just turn a friend on.
It's Go Christmas.
On. See where it goes.
Don, let me tickle your taint with a feather.
You had your chance, you gobble goo head.
You know you have the hots for taint feathering.
You know what I do remember that night when you took me to the pillow store and you ripped up that pillow and you stuffed all the feathers in my butt.
They said, sorry, we're closed. And I said, I don't care. I know how to get into this place.
Yeah,
I
you
get
said,
into any place.
You said, you might be closed, but my wife's asshole's about to be open for feathers. Poof! And then in they went. And I was never
kind
the
like
same.
To like choke it back a little bit. Like.
never the same. Never the same.
Oh.
I have a down comforter in my GI.
maybe a new 2018 spinoff podcast for our secret RSS feed, which can be Artie and Dawn's reality show. On
Artie and Dawn! I think Artie and Dawn could review movies.
Oh,
stuff.
That'd be a good review.
They're already bringing Jersey Shore back.
Artie and Dawn. Artie and Dawn. You know, I don't
have the hots for a movie review idea.
I don't.
I am malfunctioning. Dawnbot.
Dawnbot 4000 breaking.
Hey, support us if you will on patreon.com/HeyScoops for as little as a dollar a month. You get
they
access to our RSS
it.
Feed.
They didn't do their terrible thing.
Patreon is all fixed. And,
it was never really broken. But
we do all kinds of different alternative episodes that you can check out and just add to your listening pleasure.
We really appreciate it, guys.
And it helps keep the regular ice cream social going all the time, paying our bills and
totally.
And being able to deliver day and date, even if the date is Christmas. All right.
How about that?
We love you all sexually. We'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
Oh, my goodness.
Mic time.
You just woke me up. That was round five. Oh, pigeon. You know, I actually really love pigeons.
I know you do,
yeah,
Mike.
Oh, pigeon. One of my pigeons died last night. We had an early frost. I tried to cover up most of the cages, but I forgot a few.
All right. I'm going to go pee, Mike.
I mean the one. What are you going to pee on one of my pigeons?
Hey, I'm going to melt the frost off.
Please do. Please do. They could use it. You know that uric acid, that's actually good for the feathers. That's right, pigeon. Oh, pigeon. Oh, no.
Another one died. Next year, I'm going to invest in blankets for all my pigeons. I'm sorry you had to die to learn, for me to learn a lesson about, you know, how many blankets I actually need for my pigeons. But I'm learning. I'm growing.
Welcome to pigeon heaven, oh pigeon of Mike Tyson.
Hey, I'm Mike Tyson's pigeon that died.
We are sorry you died, but now you get to come to pigeon heaven.
Oh, this is great. I like it here. This is a wonderful place. Who runs this show? With the big duck. Hey, duck. Yeah. No, I don't like that kind of shit. No, that's not my thing. Oh, no, I know. You guys got real weird dicks. Yeah. No, I'm not trying to start any shit. Fine. I'll go to pigeon hell. I don't care. That's great. I'll be down in pigeon hell with Robin Givens. Bye.
Guys, it's time to say thank you to people here. We just finished that bank show, and we are going to do some thank yous here to wrap it up. Take it away.
I want to thank Spotlight. What's up? Scoop.
I want to thank Matt. I want to scoop baby Daughtry.
I want to thank Rory. What's up? Hand.
Thank you, Matthew Oakes.
I want to thank Richard. What's up? Bruins.
Thank you, Kurt Hendrickson.
I want to thank Turn the What's Up? Page.
Thank you, Mela Strimple.
I want to thank Jeff. What's up? Michaels.
Melissa Archega.
Michael, what is up, Bloom?
Melissa Carrillo.
Mistress, what's up, Scoop?
Michael Ellsroth.
Michael Sup Jones.
Michael Calder.
Andrew, Milenardocious.
King Scoop.
I want to thank the collector. What's up, Scoop?
Michael Knave.
Are you just reading names? We're supposed to do something special. That's why they...
Oh, I'm doing something very special. Wait for it.
So there. Jake. Sup. Abella.
Michael Shaw.
Nancy. What's up? Cornfield.
Joe Pangrezio. See?
Thank you. Nate. Hey, you been drinking? McLaughlin.
Weef Separator Scoop. See, did you feel that one?
I did.
Hey, I messed up on y'all's pages. About how far down on the page are you?
I'm at Nicholas.
Just point at it. Point at it on the page so I can see it. Oh, great. Keep going for like, do like five more each. Because okay. I messed up giving you the names.
I want to thank Nicholas, license and registration, Emerson.
Mike Six.
I want to thank Nicole, you got a taillight out, Booze and Bark.
Ben and Jerkin Scoop.
I want to thank Nick, you were hugging the shoulder instead of the middle line. Only drunk people do that. Far.
Rusty Cobb handles, get in the paddy wagon.
I want to thank Nicole. You have the blood of a homeless person on your tires. Angela Annopoulos.
I know her.
Monica New Day.
I want to thank Maz, the citizen's arrest. Ow! Ginger Scoop.
Josh, false badge Roman.
And I want to thank Walter Scoopjack, Fool Scoop, Corey McTits Owens. He's a great guy. Pauletta Inholt, Freeze Dried Scoop, Sherbert Hoover, Robots Ahoy, Kimberly L., St. Aubin, Gaspacho Scoop, Patrick Webb, Rachel George, Robert Liu, Scott Moldrig, and Rebecca Gardner. Thank you, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, you guys.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. Hey, guys, you know what time it is now?
What time is
it? It's time for them drums.
All right.
Oh, look out. Because Kramer Jean wants a limerick about spending the weekend with your new guy and not needing an ER trip.
Talk about you.
Dedicated to breaking the jinx.
Nice. Didn't have to sofa the door.
Not this time.
Just to be safe.
Oh, good.
Good, good. Door was sofa'd just in case.
Perfect only comes from practice. My new man, he's not from Dallas. But I sure like to hang. And oh, about his wang. It's so nice to be with just one normal phallus.
And now, gentlemen, it is time for a haiku.
God bless you.
Thank you. Kiwi Fruit Scoop would like a haiku about gift cards, please.
I don't know you well. Here is something like money. But it's not money.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
That's it for this very special Chris Bosch episode. Hope you all had a great Chris Bosch, and we'll see you soon.
Keep your moms off the crack. If you can't keep your moms off your crack, keep that crack off your moms.
What
up, my fish arm?
Because there are people that will attack her to get that crack. Seriously. Keep it off of her. They will hurt her.
She's just a walking target.
It's terrible.
Yeah.